ख्वाबों की नगरी हकीकत बनाने जो है दिल एक दिन का ये किस्सा नहीं खुद के होने की पहेली सुलझाने जो है दिल एक दिन का ये किस्सा नहीं कदमों में जमा जो थका चैन की नींद आती वहां कदमों में जमा जो थका चैन की नींद आती वहां इतनी सुहानी बना होना पुरानी तेरी दास्तां
Om Shanti, to make the city of dreams come true, O my heart, this is not a day's work. To solve the mystery of your existence, O my heart, this is not a day's job. O my heart, this is not a day's job. After a day of hard work or toil, only then you can get a powerful sleep, peaceful sleep. O my heart, this is not a day's job. Make it so beautiful that your story never becomes old. I don't say this, but the darkness says, a star resides inside a firefly. I don't say this, but the darkness says, a star resides inside a firefly. Don't spend the pearls of tears. Understand the misgivings, the vices, the defects properly. Make it so beautiful. May your story never become old. So the Hindi song says, this is not one day's job, but long-standing efforts are needed to make the dreams come true. So from today onwards, we are entering into a new era or age. This is also the beginning of the Avyakta month, and time and again Baba has given us so many directions. The task is to become perfect. So from today onwards we are beginning a new series. The name of this series is The Soundless Sound. The Soundless sound. There is a sound, but there is no sound. There is a sound, but it is the sound of silence. Even silence has got a sound, but only those who are in silence can hear the sound of silence. Because this sound takes you away from the sounds of this world. This is the Avyakta sound, the unmanifest sound. Here, all the efforts are done in silence, in solitude. And the more the one is in silence and solitude, the more powerful one becomes. Sound takes away your energy, while silence fills you with energy. And Madhuban is the tower house of silence. That's why in yesterday's Avyakta Murli, Baba said, if you have even a little problem, what you do? Come to the Madhuban. Baba will fill you with extra nourishment of happiness. Come to Madhuban. Not through your physical form, but through the mind. Come to Madhuban. So that was one of the tasks given by Baba yesterday. So we will be taking every day one or another drill in this, and we have to practice this drill every day, multiple times throughout the day. So today we are beginning this bhakti of 21 days, and today is the first day. And Baba says, practice this. I come into the stage of being an ancestor, Purvaj, in just 1 second. Become a lighthouse, a resident of the supreme abode with the Father, and give light to the world. In 1 second, the entire play is of 1 second. In 1 second, become what? Lighthouse. And give all souls everywhere in the world light, sakash, and powers. So this is the task which we have to do today. Throughout the day, multiple times, whenever we get time, just get situated in the feeling of being a lighthouse. I am what? A lighthouse. What are the specialities of a lighthouse? Lighthouse. It always stands very high. If you have to give light to the world, you should stand up very high. Second, it's very powerful. It's very powerful. Third, it is resistant to the waves. There is a sea here, and it is resistant to all those waves of the sea. So it is very strong. It's very powerful. Then it's reliable. It's reliable. It shows light to the wandering ships. And another important thing about lighthouse, it never judges any ship. It never questions why you are lost. It just shows light to the world, to the wandering ships there. It's a symbol of hope. Just imagine a ship is there and it is lost in the tempestuous sea. And there are so many people inside. They all are in panic mode. Nobody is understanding what to do. And suddenly they see there is a light. So there is a feeling of hope. So lighthouse is a symbol of hope. Lighthouse is also a symbol of strength. Somebody who has become weak is not understanding. He is losing his courage, his moral power. The moment you see some light somewhere, suddenly the hope arises. So it's a symbol of hope. It's a symbol of strength. It's reliable. It has to stand up. And it's very powerful. It's resistant to those waves. So Baba says you have to become a lighthouse. And what is the time? Just in 1 second. I am the lighthouse. And what I am spreading? Powers. What I am spreading? Sakash. What I am spreading? Light. So this is today's practice. In yesterday's Murli, Baba said, Your vibrations of intense efforts, they reach the unhappy souls. Your vibrations of intense effort, where they will reach unhappy souls. You aren't doing anything to those unhappy souls. You are just doing your intense effort. But your vibrations of purusharth effort will reach those unhappy souls. So this is what we have to practice today. Whatever self-respects that Baba has given us, they are, each one of them is very powerful. When I say that I am a lighthouse, it means that I am not a small bulb. I am not a tube light. But my light is more than anything else. So I am that lighthouse. And one more thing Baba adds is, I am lighthouse. So lighthouse is always very, very powerful. And lighthouse is also something that gives warning. Just imagine, this is an ocean, a sea. And there is a ship. This is the ship. And there is a total darkness at night. And there is a rock, big rock here. There is a big rock. Now you can't see sometimes this rock. So it is a lighthouse. If suppose there is a lighthouse here, the lighthouse will give light. and it will warn the ship about the rocks. So, to warn others about dangers is also the responsibility of lighthouse. It not just gives light, but it warns others that there is a danger ahead. So for that, lighthouse itself should remain in that alert stage. And where are usually lighthouse kept? Mostly near dangerous places. They are lighthouse are not near in the Naki. It's a small, where there is a huge ocean, sea, and there is a dangerous rocks are there. Those places lighthouse is kept. So there was one village, and that village was near an ocean. It was a small village, and there was a huge ocean. And the villagers often would see that every fourth night, every 15 days, one ship would come, and that would strike against some rock, and there is a casualty. And many people would die, and the sailors would die. So they felt we should do something for this. This is happening again and again, again and again. So many people die because there is a total darkness in this coast. So what they decide? They decide, let's go and build a small lighthouse. So they build a very small lighthouse. And for this purpose, they go to the government and they ask for funds. So government gives them some fund and lighthouse is erected. And then they start, the rescue work starts. Whenever there is a ship which is meeting any casualty, so they immediately, these people who are rescue workers, they will jump into the ocean. This is icy water. And they will risk their life and rescue those people. So this goes on for a long time. And then gradually this villager thinks, why don't we stay there only? Because every time there is a casualty, we have to rush. Let's run. So they decide, we will build a bigger lighthouse. So this is the lighthouse. And inside, we will start staying. So they start staying inside. After some time, they feel, if we are staying inside, why don't we make this place more comfortable? So they create a kitchen over there, a room, a dining, everything they prepare, a bedroom, a living room, and they start living. And immediately, whenever there is a casualty, few of them will go and jump into the icy ocean and rescue the sailors and bring them. Now, few more days pass by. After some time, there is a ship which capsizes, which falls down, which again strikes against the wall. And it is very cold. So some of them feel, no, we will not go, you go. So only few people go. And they come and they go and they rescue those sailors. So few have already started becoming unhappy because that has interfered with their comforts. And one more thing. When those people who are rescued, they come, their clothes are all dirty and wet. So these people say that we will construct one more floor here. We will stay here and the rescued people would stay here. So that this will not get interfered. So they start staying here, some of them. And few of them are down in the ground floor. Then after some time again, there is a casualty. Again, some of them go and jump and bring those sailors. And these people say that they will stay only on the ground floor. They should not come on the first floor. Because this is our place. And after some time, then again the ship. Again that ship capsizes. Strikes. So, few sailors go. But they find that this time the ship is from different nation. They are different people, different religions, speak different language. So some of them get opposed that we will not rescue them. Because they do not belong to our country. They belong to another nation. They speak different language. Why should we rescue them? So then what happens? They go to the government and they said that lighthouse work will go on, but this rescue work will stop. We will just stand and we will focus lights, but we will not save sailors. Because this is from the different. So after some time, only the lighthouse stays and the rescue work stops. But there is a small group of people here, they go out from this and they construct another lighthouse just ahead and they start working day and night. And soon this new lighthouse becomes very popular, very famous. Now, who are these sailors who went out from this bigger lighthouse? They are those sailors, they are those people who were once saved. They themselves were the sailors who were saved by others. So that's why they went and they started a new lighthouse. So only those who know the importance of being rescued can become lighthouse for others. So today's task is multiple times throughout the day, we have to practice being a lighthouse. How will we practice? Just sit and imagine and visualize and feel that I am the lighthouse. In yesterday's Murli Baba said, you, all of you are jewel of contentment. So you have to spread your light everywhere. So I am the lighthouse and my light I am spreading everywhere. So we are entering this bhakti of 21 days where every day we will be taking different self-respects and practicing them throughout the day. No matter how much knowledge we have, unless and until we practice, everything is waste. So practice is the most important thing which we have to do. Keep on practicing, keep on practicing. Who I am, what I am, why I am here for. If I have to become lighthouse, I have to become very strong. Just as I am rescued by others, I should rescue others. Just as somebody else showed me the light, I should show light to others. What I have got, I have to give to others. So this feeling of gratitude, this feeling that I have to do something for this world, this is what makes you a lighthouse. So I am the light of this world. I am the lighthouse of this world. And I must remain ignited throughout. If I get extinguished, then what? If I have knowledge within me, I should become the very embodiment of that knowledge. So this is today's work. So start practicing this. I'll read out again. In 1 second, become a lighthouse and give all souls everywhere in the world light, sakash and powers. Om Shanti.